From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Monday there is no clear evidence that the shooter who carried out an attack Sunday at a gay nightclub in Florida was directed by an overseas terrorist group. The president said that the suspected shooter, Omar Sadiki Mateen, represented homegrown extremism. FBI Director James Comey says there are indications that Mateen was a radicalized Muslim.
It is also not entirely clear at this point just what terrorist group he aspired to support. Although he made clear his affinity at the time of the attack for ISIL and generally leading up to the attack for radical Islamist groups.
The FBI twice in recent years questioned Mateen about possible connections with terrorist groups but found nothing to warrant any charges. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance will deploy 4 battalions to Poland, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, countries that feel most threatened by Russia.
There can be no doubt that what we have done is a response to the actions of Russia in Crimea and in Ukraine.
Stoltenberg spoke ahead of a meeting of alliance defense ministers beginning Tuesday in Brussels. The talks come ahead of a NATO summit in Warsaw, Poland in July. Thousands of refugees are pouring out of the embattled city of Fallujah following a safe exit corridor secured by the Iraqi army. The army is trying to retake the city from the Islamic State group. According to the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq, 3,300 people fled Monday, joining another 4,000 who escaped during the weekend. Thousands more are expected to make the journey in the coming days. This is VOA News.